This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Welcome to Joy 94.9, the only full-time LGBTIQ radio broadcaster here in Australia. My name is Sonia Suter, and I will be talking to none other than Renee O'Connor, who's best known to most Joy listeners, and especially to lesbians out there, as Gabrielle from the genre TV classic, the timeless classic fantasy show Xena, Warrior Princess. So welcome to Joy 94.9, Renee O'Connor.
G'day, thanks for having me.
You got the g'day right, that's great. Okay, look, it's fantastic to have you on the show today and to talk about not just Xena and not just Armageddon, which is the convention that you're appearing at, but I guess what's been happening since Xena. And, the influence of Xena upon, I guess, your life, your career to date. It was a big, big thing, quite a phenomenon. And it is actually being rerun here in Australia at the moment on one of the digital channels. So that's all good.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Life after Xena. What have I been doing?
Yeah, where have you been?
I've been a busy girl. Film production company in Los Angeles, so I make video content actually for the internet, and then make very small independent short films or features, and that kept me busy. And I also teach an awareness seminar, which I take all around the world, where I'm helping just people sort of get out of their stuff that keeps them stuck, you know, and they kind of find some better matches in their life.
Excellent, great. Now, as I explained to you off air, the show that I've been involved with here at Joy 94.9 has been Sci-Fi and Scream, which is the only LGBTIQ genre and sci-fi horror and fantasy radio show.
So they go to Australia, you know, and to see all the fans that don't get to come to Los Angeles, where we usually annual Xena convention, this is an opportunity for me to come to them and to, you know, have some fun.
Exactly. And so tell us, what will you be doing at, say, the Sydney convention? Is there anything you're going to be doing, any Xena stunts for us? Anything that Gabrielle would be, would be able to do? Or
yeah, I'm kidding. You know, I usually like pull someone out of the audience and
do
a couple of battles and harass them a little bit. But I think they like it, so it's all right.
A bit of sword play. Cool. All right.
I'm kidding. No, I won't hurt anybody, not this time. But what I love to do is I usually just kind of talk about some of the projects that I've been doing since Xena. I have quite an interesting interest in the films that I've been making and helping people with the awareness seminar. So if those come up, I always love to share my path for both of them. Mm. But then, of course, I know people want to know, what did Lucy and I do? You know, when we were...
They still want to know.
While we were hanging out, the best part, she get to see at some point on my way back to Los Angeles. I'll be stopping through New Zealand, so I'm really excited to have a little more quality time with her.
Great, because I mean that's one of the questions that fans out there have is how much contact do you still have with Lucy Lawless, aka the wonderful Xena. So you guys keep in touch.
We do. You know, we live in two different places because I'm calling right now from California, and she's in New Zealand, so we went back and forth with an email trying to figure out how we were going to catch up in the next couple weeks. But to have more than an hour with her is sort of a luxury these days. But we love it. We pick up where we left off, and she's you know, right now she's like a sister. She's just someone that I will always love and admire, always.
Fantastic. So
she's every bit worthy of all the hype she gets.
Now, I mean, of course you'd have that relationship, close relationship, because it ran for 5 or 6 years. Well, 1995 to 2000, Xena. I mean, that's 134 episodes altogether.
Yeah, a long time. And we never got tired of each other. We were in a marriage, you know. I know we kind of bickered a little bit here and there, but who doesn't, right? And just to overcome the obstacles of enduring such a tough show was character building for both of us. And we just relied on each other and trust each other and still find the humor in life that's similar with each other. So we'll always have that.
Yeah, because it broke ground. It certainly broke ground as far as, you know, feminism, lesbian iconism. It might have had some subtleties and subtext, but, hey, it certainly was something that, I think changed a lot of things for television, for women.
You know what's so funny? I just finished a little tiny project last week, and the direct guy out of Switzerland, and he said, why did it have such a large lesbian following? Because he really doesn't know. He's very innocent and not a clue what Xena was about, you know? And so I had to explain to him, as I'm teaching a child, I said, you know, it's the first time at that time that there was any type of empowered female relationship on television. It was the first time women were traveling together without men, that they relied on each other, they trusted each other, they loved each other unconditionally.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
It was the first time people were like, yes, finally, this is what we've been looking for. And that relief just set in, and then it just blossomed into this iconic relationship, you know? And unless you can show for that and actually get into these characters and love them, then I don't think you can appreciate why the still so large and so loyal.
Especially online. I mean, I was looking up the fan fiction sites and Eltfic, they call it online, and the followers of the Xena and Gabriel phenomenon. It's huge in the lesbian community, and it's a very, very big deal. And it's that too has changed a lot of, I think, awareness of these sort of characters.
Well, I also constantly I am able to talk to people about how they found their own personal growth in seeing these characters. First, they acknowledged, hey, I am gay, you know, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to be heard, I'm going to be loved, I'm going to, you know, have compassion for other people who don't understand me or accept me. Like, they just stood up and they became who they were because certain people, characters, you know, there's these women doing it, standing up and fighting for who, you know, their authentic self. And I get a lot of those sort of, those letters from people that say that they changed their life or helped them have an opportunity to speak up and stand up and be seen. And, you know, that constantly just pulls my heart open even more and makes me feel so honored to have been a part of something like that. Because you can't make that stuff up, you know? That's just, it's real and it's real life. And people got that from a TV show and you just go, wow, you know? Who knew? I'm just so thankful and grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you just look at the awards, I was just looking at, again, online about some of the awards that you've won and the recognition that you guys got. I mean, you were voted number 3, one of the most intriguing people of 96, and number 2 in 97, and look, considered one of the sexiest stars in the universe in 2000 by TV Guide. How about that? Now, that's not just the world, that's the universe.
Yeah.
That's something to be proud of. And, yeah, I mean, it just goes on and on. Like, January 2007, you topped the annual list of lesbiannation.com.
Where are you finding out
this
information?
There you go. Ooh, I've got my sources. there's a lot of lesbians out there, don't worry. Yeah, look, you've been reigning supreme in that
time.
Area.
I don't know. It's been a long time, Tanya, you know. I still dust off my leather every now and then, but, you know.
I do. Now, I believe that Lucy's is in the Smithsonian, so you still keep your loincloths and so forth? Keep them around the house?
You know, I pull stuff out every now and then at the Los Angeles Xena Convention because, you know, it's a good laugh. It's fun. They're beautifully made costumes, and it makes everybody smile and have a good time, so I'll pull something out every now and then.
Yeah.
And kind of makes it a little bit of a small party going on.
Yeah, do you walk around the house with it on? Or
yeah, I clean.
Not
that
so
would
much.
Catch the eyes of the neighbors, wouldn't it? I come out pulling out the trash in my little leather bustier and like, where did she come from? You know, what's going on here? What kind of show does she have?
Crazy
with her?
Woman again.
Yeah.
Now, you've been involved in things such as the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. Was that what you referred to 10 years ago, the last time you were here, or was that a bit later?
No, actually, I think I came out there for something else after the Mardi Gras. But I just looked at a little YouTube video of Lucy and I there from all those years ago. I think that was more like 15 years ago or something crazy. Maybe not that long. But what a blast. I don't know that they have that kind of Xena following anymore, though. You know, I have to do some homework. I don't know. I think at the time they had a marching Xenas at one point.
The marching Xenas, which, yep.
Awesome. Yeah. That was phenomenal. Awesome. That's when you go, whoa, this show has built a life of its own, you
it
know?
It certainly had impact, and still does, because they are rerunning some of the episodes. So here on digital television, one of the commercial stations, I think, I won't mention the name, of course, but that's great. I mean, it's getting a whole new generation of people involved, and the cosplay. Do you think there'll be any cosplay with Xenas and Gabriels at Armageddon? That could be fun.
What kind of play?
What they call cosplay, so it's costume play. Fans dress up as their favourite character from the genre, and you never know, you might have to judge another Gabriel lookalike. That could be spooky.
I saw the cutest one a few weeks ago here in Los Angeles. There was this little girl and a little Xena, and they came up, and they were the next future of warrior women. You know, they stood up on stage in front of all these people, and they just took it in, and I thought, after all these years, that the show can still be timeless, you know, that it can still have a message that empowers young women, you know, it's not about... It just doesn't go away, you know? I think the humor helps a lot, don't you think? That we didn't take ourselves too seriously.
It really had that tongue-in-cheek. Good stuff. Oops. Now, your own career since then, it's you've been producing, writing, directing. You haven't been sitting around in the... You've been on busy woman.
Yeah. It's funny because what I do now is... doesn't have the visibility of Xena, but I feel as passionate about everything that I'm doing as I did as playing Gabrielle, you know? It's just, I like to live outside the box with the films that I produce or direct or act in. I like to stretch and do things that scare me, you know, and then walk out the other side and go, whew, you know, I feel like I've grown as a person because of these roles. Mm. Or with my video content on the internet, you know, I like to sort of bridge the idea of the feelings around bringing personal awareness out to the front and helping people and yet entertain them and make them laugh at the same time. So this is something I put up every single month on the internet so that I can keep being crisp and keep growing as an artist.
Yep. That's amazing. Now, you've got things, I mean, just looking here on this list I've got here, you've won prizes at Sundance Film Festival, jury prize for short filmmaking.
Not exactly. Director of that piece won, he won the award. Oh. Although I contributed, I didn't, you know, I didn't walk away with the award. But it's really not about that, you know? Mm. I mean, the more that you really get into true independent filmmaking, it's about a collaboration. It's not about who's going to take the top prize out of it. It's just knowing that you went through a process and you put it out on the line, you did the best you could do, and then you go to the next one, you know? It's really not looking backwards at the accolades. It's how do you stretch as a human being.
Yep, how you got there too, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, it's awesome. Like, you're just prolific in these areas, I see, just from what I've, you know, been managed to glean.
Well, it's been a little confusing, you know, I have to say. There's times where I was like, what do I do? You know, do I want to direct or do I want to produce or do I want to be an actress or do I want to teach these seminars, you know, that are more about philanthropy and about empowering other people? You know, which one do I want to be and do I have to choose just one? But I don't believe anybody has to ever limit themselves, you know? It's like a woman can be gay and can work with men and show compassion for people who judge them, you know? I resonate with the integrity that women have to have in industry, you know, to be feminine and real and beautiful and strong and, you know, turn the other cheek and forgive ignorance. You know what I mean? There's such beauty in that, and I hope that I can convey that in all the things that I do.
Yeah, excellent. And, I mean, that's in itself, I think, is what I think people get from watching Xena again and again, as we often do, you know, oh, I know, I might put the old Xena on, you know, in the afternoon on a wet day. But, I mean, sure. For you, it's your life. It's been part of your life. Do you ever get, I mean, you probably get this question all the time, but do you ever get really just tired of it? It doesn't sound like you do. Tired of being Gabrielle.
You know, it's funny. It's hard to describe for me, but I feel like Gabrielle created an essence of who I am personally as well.
They want to, I mean, a lot of people want to know. I want to know, actually. What was it like What was it like to kiss Lucy Lawless? Or should I say, what was it like for Gabriel to kiss Xena?
It's fun. You know, Lucy's just sweet, you know? Yeah, and there you go.
Yeah, cool. All right. And so after Armageddon in Adelaide, and what next? You're going back to California, take it easy, or you just got lots more projects happening?
Coming back to Los Angeles to wrap up a couple things, and then I go to London in May of this year to teach another awareness seminar.
Oh, great. Cool. And is there a website so people can have a look at these seminars? Because they sound awesome.
The website is iamaware.info.
Great. Cool. All right. Well, what can I say? It's been a joy to actually talk to you, Renee. I hope... the cliches, isn't it? I hope it all goes well for you at Armageddon. There's a great lineup, so there's heaps of great things to do and lots of genre and fantasy for those fans out there. And you've been included, of course. And yeah, I just wish I could go to Sydney. But are you going to come to the Melbourne one in November? I believe it's November or October. Or is that too far away?
I don't know. That's cool. I know I'm teaching again. I really love these awareness seminars, so they keep me pretty busy. I'm heading to Germany in October to teach another seminar. Not Germany, I'm sorry, to France. So I don't know. Sometimes it's a little hard to jump around the globe too much.
And for people out there who do want to go to Armageddon and see the wonderful Gabrielle, also known as her real persona, which is, of course, Renee O'Connor, they can go to the website of www.armageddonexpo.com.au and find out a little bit more about some of the calendar of events coming up. Excellent.
And if you do come to see me, come and bring some great questions, because I'm here and I want to have some fun. So
yeah,
bring it on.
And if you ever get past dropping by into Melbourne, you've got to come to Joy. We're on Bourke Street here in Melbourne Central, top floor, number 9. It's a great view. And I think you'd like Melbourne. Have you been to Melbourne at all?
I have. You know, it is on my top list of places I want to go to, and I know I'm not too far away. I have always wanted to go. I know that I would probably not want to leave Melbourne.
I think you wouldn't be allowed to leave.
That's probably okay, right?
You'd get mugged in the studio, I'm sure of it. Look, it's been fantastic chatting to you today and talking about not just Armageddon, not just Xena and Gabrielle, but about, the other important stuff that you do, Renee, and I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much,
Sonia,
for talking to us, Renee. Thanks for that. You've been listening to Sonia Suda speaking to Renee O'Connor on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.